Good morning, Dr. Ryder, and how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me this morning.
Tell us a little bit about your practice.
You know what? I have owned a parenting magazine for 10 years and am a certified parent coach as well. So I work with parents on everything from not getting along with their kids to why are my kids acting out and, you know, how can I be a better parent?
Well, we could do a show on that, but we're going to stick to one topic. The world is up in arms about Ann Romney defending her role as a stay-at-home mom. Ann Romney, of course, is the wife of GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney, and she responded yesterday to remarks by Democratic strategist Hillary Rosen that Romney never worked a day in her life, and she's raised five children and done a lot of charity work as well as working through some physical problems. And when I first heard this, Dr. Riordan, I kind of raised my eyebrow because I have a couple of kids and I coach a lot and I see what the moms do, and I was raised by a single parent, and talk about putting your foot in your mouth. This was just a bad situation.
I agree, and I agree exactly with what you said. It feels like she completely put her foot in her mouth and just spoke out of turn. You know, and where the media takes it is always just as bad as the original comment, this whole thing about pitting working moms against stay-at-home moms. There is no right answer. It's a choice. And, you know, I really appreciate it. I thought Ann Romney's response was a great one. You know, she was really fortunate to be able to stay home and raise five kids. It takes a lot of energy. And I watch, you know, our school carnival. I have two young kids as well, and our school carnival is tonight. And I work full-time, and I volunteer a little bit at school, and I see these moms. You know, running a PTA is like a full-time job. It's amazing. They have our school budget is like for our PTA is over $60,000 that these women are managing. They have treasurers, you know. So it's not like women are sitting around twiddling their thumbs, drinking coffee, and watching soap operas on TV anymore. You know, the times have really changed, and women are looking for community. We don't have extended family anymore. So I think we're a lot more active than we used to be.
Should raising a family be considered work?
It should be. It is work. And, you know, as a working mom, it's like two jobs, right? Trying to juggle kids and work and, you know, still get time in there for my spouse. It is definitely work.
You know, it was surprising that Rosen's comments were made because she was a mom herself. And she's
a
work.
Twins. And twins are really hard to raise.
Yeah, so what do you think this comment came from? You think she just wasn't thinking, or you think it's out there that a lot of people think that if women choose to stay at home, or even fathers choose to stay at home, that it's not really work, that they're just considered less than a 40-plus hour a week worker?
You know, I think it's both. I definitely think there's this kind of attitude that stay-at-home moms are just sitting around, you know, excuse me, going to the gym, working out, and meeting friends for coffee, or dads, right? But the truth is that it is a full-time job, and I have found, I don't know about you, that the older my kids got, the more of my time that they take, the more that they need me. And, you know, working moms, it's easy for us to sit around and judge what other moms are doing, but you can't judge anybody until you've been in their shoes, you know. And I think a bigger issue is that there's a lot of women that don't have a choice, right, and men that don't have a choice. We have so many double-income families today where both parents have to work in order just to survive. And for me, that's a bigger issue. And one of the things that came out of this conversation that I found really scary was mom's concern that they're leaving so much debt for their children in the future. And, you know, you think back a couple of generations, right, to where our grandparents were leaving, you know, legacies and inheritance, and that got passed down to, you know, then our parents, and now it's my generation. I think, wow, am I going to have anything to leave to my kids, you know, when I'm gone? It's there's a lot of other things going on, and I really wish this whole battle between the stay-at-home and working moms would just go away, because it's really sort of fruitless and doesn't get us anywhere in the bigger concerns of how to raise children in today's economy.
Do you think that the acceptance of this choice is becoming greater or less?
You know what? I think it's softening a little bit. I think, you know, there was this the whole feminism of the 70s and 80s where women had to go out and work, and so everybody did that and went out and worked and then realized, wow, I really want to be with my kids more. So I think there's a lot of women that are choosing to stay home from a place of, I really want, you know, what's best for my family and my kids. And not to say that working moms are doing a bad job of raising kids. I really truly believe everyone's doing the best they can. You know, but I do think that women are seeing that a corporate traditional business lifestyle does not support raising family in the ways that we were promised. You know, I went to college in the 80s, and we were told we could have it all the time. And, you know, it's not really true. It doesn't all work that way.
And as a friend of mine told me, probably the biggest challenge that a parent has is the worry, because even if it's a good kind of worry, it never goes away until the day that you die.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. We've been talking with parenting expert Dr. Minette Riordan. We really appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.